May the hope of Jesus fill you with joy and enthusiasm for the life you have yet to live. God bless you, heart dwellers. Well, the Lord has been very consistent. He continues to look over the rainbow. And my voice is getting better, so soon I'm going to re-record that. But I had some beautiful, precious dwelling prayer time with him. And I told the Lord, I love to listen to you, Lord, and to speak with you. I just wish I could bury myself in your heart for hours and drink from the fountains of your love. Jesus answered me, and I feel the same way about you. Can you believe it? Based on everything you've told me so far, I can accept it intellectually and somewhat emotionally. But you know, I look so far down at myself, it's hard to believe you truly feel this way about me. He continued, that's only because you cannot see the beauty I see and you cannot fathom my love. No one can. It longs to express itself and lavish itself on anyone who will receive it, and even those who won't, which for me is the saddest thing. I answered, like the Satanists that listen in on our channel. Yes, my love, I hurt deeply for them. They have fallen into the traps of Satan and have no idea what's waiting for them at death. If only they would look at the character of the one they follow and see how dishonest he is and how he loves to deceive people, lying demons, etc. They should know from that his plans for them in hell are nothing like what he's promised them, because he's always up to no good, but they don't want to look. Vengeance and hatred have overcome common sense, so they won't look. But some have turned back listening to this channel. Some have gotten it and repented, and for them I am jubilant. Not only that, but I have much good work for them to do. You see, they for the most part are spiritual people, and once they repent, well, I have so much for them to do. You know, guys, just as an aside, I was in the New Age for, I guess, 12 years. And I wanted to help people. That's why I would cast astrology charts and do the I Ching and do tarot card readings. I wanted to help people. That was my heart's desire. And I was very interested in the spiritual world. And the thing that turned me off to Christianity is everybody seemed so square and they weren't aware of the spiritual world. How wrong I was. I was just with the wrong Christians. Anyway, the Lord continued here. And of course, when the Lord finally apprehended me, I was thrilled. Absolutely thrilled. And I had no problems leaving all of that behind. Jesus continued, it truly has gotten to the point where they are careful who they send to monitor this channel, because there is a chance they will convert when they find out they're loved. I love that. Loved in a way that no one ever loved before. This, of course, makes the enemy furious. Oh, well. But you were right. That's not the topic I had in mind. I just love speaking with you, Claire. Jesus, what's on your heart tonight? That if all goes well, we will soon be out of the danger zone. The media is trying to paint a picture of doom and gloom. But some people are actually waking up and seeing for themselves that there is a man in the White House, a real man, someone willing to take responsibility and act appropriately. Not just a PR job, which is what has robbed this nation of her integrity and reputation, but a man who has caught an understanding of what this nation is all about. He is a visionary in the true sense of the word. I looked up visionary, even though I kind of knew what it meant. A person thinking about or planning the future with imagination or wisdom. A visionary leader. Synonyms: inspired, imaginative, creative, inventive, ingenious, enterprising, and innovative. Yes, he is truly all of those things. And you are too, my love. You just don't dream big enough. Oh, you look at yourself too much rather than envisioning what I can do through you. For instance, you have an attitude of struggling with your music. I wish for you to have an attitude that says, every time I play the piano, something new, beautiful, and inspired for others comes out. If you had this attitude, you wouldn't see it so much as threatening and a challenge that everyone else can do, but not you. That's really true, guys. I look at other people who have been playing for years, or not even years, and I think to myself, I wish I could do that. The Lord continued, you count too much on your lack of skill and experience when you should be counting on me to surprise you. I'm almost afraid to be given these wonderful melodies, Jesus, and never go anywhere with them. I want to finish the songs, Lord. And that's true, guys. I'll sit down to the piano and a beautiful melody will come out and the words will come with it. And I get so wrapped up in that, I never finish it. I can't tell you how many songs I have that are started that I haven't finished yet because I just don't have the skill on the piano. And that's, of course, what we're working on. We are working on that, Jesus said. But don't lose the joy of playing and experimenting and letting go. I enjoy that very much. You still don't always have to be singing a holy message. You can play for the joy of it, and I will still touch hearts. Isn't that amazing? Yes, it is. And don't be afraid to put out instrumentals. They count too. I know you're bemoaning the lateness of time and that you haven't been able to work with your music tonight, but please accept that some days are like that. And it can't be helped. Just make sure you don't waste time that I gave you for music. Right now you are challenged with getting things workable with your equipment, but when you are done, everything will run smooth and seamless. Lord, would you please give me the gift of humming or singing spontaneously to a melody, or even spontaneously around the house? It seems to me that there's a block in the way of me vocalizing. Why am I always so quiet? And even when I was studying vocalizing and getting your vocal cords in order, I still had a hard time remembering to open my mouth and practice. And the Lord said, is this what you want? I really do. Then it is yours. Just begin to manifest it and have Ezekiel lay hands on you for that. I will anoint you through his hands. Now, if you wish, I do. So I went and had Ezekiel pray for me. Thank you, Lord. Getting back to what we were discussing, I have a problem with my people. They are not believing me for the anointing and talent to carry out my will for them. I have so much I want to do with every single one. Yet they've been conditioned to stay in a box and not peek out, let alone climb out. Yet the rope of grace is continually before them. All they need to do is ask in faith, and it will be done for them. That phrase you read today that stuck with you, what did it say? It said, what would you attempt to do if you knew you could not fail? Wow, that opens up a whole new dimension, Lord. Yes, it does. Believe me for the impossible. Lord, I love what I'm doing. I just want to be better at it. And that's the point, Jesus replied. When was the last time you asked me to make you a better shepherdess? A few days ago? Yes, and you're moving in my anointing for that. But ask every day and see what happens. Come to me with your music and voice every day, asking for a fresh anointing. Ask my spirit to use you to reach a soul today and then be sensitive to his leading. Expect these prayers to be answered with all your heart and strength and mind. Expect it. That is the substance of faith, expecting what you ask for in accordance with my will, that it surely will be accomplished. That's the springboard to greatness, not as the world sees greatness, rather as I see it, a little one with a big anointing and a very small self-image, even a forgetfulness of self. Just as water seeks the lowliest place to come to rest, so does my anointing. Seeing the virtue in others as greater than yourself is a guaranteed exercise in humility that will bring you to that point. So I'm asking you to stay little, but expect big things from my hand. The only reason something is big is because it needs to reach a lot of people. And yet the soul who maintains in their hearts with complete abandon that they are nothing, and yet God is doing great things through them, in spite of that, is the soul I can invest with greatness because they will not abuse it. This is what I'm doing with heart dwellers. I'm asking you, my people, to expect success that is out of your league. Not because I want to exalt you, because I want to draw all men to me. And it is necessary to reach many, so expect that you'll be reaching more and more souls for me with the anointing I increase in you daily. Do not be amazed, rather expect it. I have a storehouse of graces that's spilling out in abundance that I have chosen you to receive. Only believe in me and my goodness, and you will receive it. Then keep your head down and look up at those around you with an awareness of their great virtue and honor them. In this way you will be kept safe in the anointing and not fall into pride. Yes, I'm looking for those who believe. They are the ones who will receive the lion's portion, going from glory to glory. Now I ask you, dear ones, spend a few moments and answer that question. What would you attempt if you knew you could not fail? Answer that and pray to me for the guidance to accomplish it. By the way, some of you have truly taken to heart what I have said about not poking constantly around on the internet looking for the latest rapture prophecy. Your childlike trust brings me great glory. I am putting out the word about my impending rapture, but it is not for you who are on this path, rather for the ones who haven't a clue about how deeply in self-love they are living. So do not discount the prophetic words, but understand this is to motivate those who are still serving themselves. You have already made the decision to serve me. Now it is time to get to work and expect the impossible. Remember, it is me doing it through you, not you doing it by yourself. Unless you abide in the vine, you will not bear fruit. And you are abiding in me, therefore you will bear fruit. That's taken from John 15:4. So that's real encouragement for me. I can see a number of things that I could improve in. And the Lord is promising improvement, so I'm definitely going to ask for it. In the meantime, I just wanted to take a moment and those of you who've written really sweet letters to me, I feel terrible that I can't catch up and answer them all. I wish I could. There's just not enough hours in the day, and I get so much mail. So please forgive me if you haven't gotten a reply from me. I'm going to try and read some of the letters anonymously on a video and then share the answers with everyone. But I just want you to know that I care very much. When you take the time to write a beautiful letter, I do pray for you, and it means a great deal to me. I just can't always answer you. And the longer I wait, the bigger the stack gets. So please forgive me if I haven't answered you yet, and know that I appreciate everything that you send to me. I appreciate your donations. I appreciate your encouragement. And I especially want to take a moment to thank those of you who've been donating to our ministry and keeping us on our feet. We have a lot of needs, and it's very difficult for me to turn single mothers down who don't have any wood or don't have a medicine they need. So when there is enough, we can share that with the community. And Taos is a very, very poor county. Taos County, and there's a lot of people who suffer here who don't have clothing, who don't have food, who don't have water, medicine. One of the beautiful ministries that we're donating to on a regular basis, we're trying to keep their rent up all the time, is the Giving Tree. And on our community outreach page on our website, heartdwellers.org, you can see what they do. Well, they have a feeding program, and they have clothing, household things that's in their free store. So thank you so much for your kindness and supporting us. And the Lord has a reward for you in heaven, not only because you're part of this ministry and will be rewarded for this ministry, but also for the poor that we take care of. And I especially appreciate the way the Lord has blessed you on this channel. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. The Lord bless you all, heart dwellers. Let's reach for the impossible. Remember, the Lord is carrying us over the rainbow into the promised land. And He is the one who will accomplish it. We have only to agree with His will for us and to act in accordance with that. So let's get busy, guys.